The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as another tropical system moves this way. This one has a name. The name is Beta. There's a risk for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Friday, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Beta's track will take it across Mississippi and into North Alabama with some locally tropical downpours at times. We'll be in the 70s tomorrow, but low 80s by Friday, and the risk of some lingering showers will continue over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
You know the thing.
Yeah.
Time once again for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
The one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Earnest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Earnest?
But you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Welcome, friends, and I am Mr. Knowledge because I know everything. And today, we're going to talk about masks. With Halloween just around the corner and this so-called pandemic still raging on, masks are all the rage. Everyone's talking about them. What will we do for Halloween? Will we take these masks off and put another mask on? Yes, there's lots of hubbub, bub. And today we're going to try to sort it out. I have some masks here. I picked them up at a local mask emporium. Here's one right here. It's like a clown. I've got this big fuzzy hair and the clowny face. Not a scary clown. It's got a big red nose. You can punch the red nose like beep, beep. And let me try this on. I feel funny already. But seriously, there are other masks. Here's one. It's a little black mask. Goes over the eyes. I look like the Lone Ranger. And here's one. This is from the political line. It's a Donald Trump mask. Let me put this on. Let me slip this on. Oh, I'm going to make America great again. Yeah, I feel just like Donald Trump. Here's one. It's a Joe Biden mask. Let me put that on. Where am I? Who am I? What am I running for? Oh, here's another one. This is a Nancy Pelosi mask. She's going to slip this on for... No, wait. This is Creature from the Black Lagoon. Forget that. But here's one right here. This one says socialism. Let me try this one on.
Oh, well, got this one on. It's pretty tight. You can tell it's affecting my voice here. I can't breathe. Well, I'm going to take this thing off.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't breathe. So let that be a lesson to you, folks. This Halloween, stay away from socialism. It'll choke the life out of you.
Join us again next time for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Wait a minute. This is not the creature from the Black Lagoon. It is Nancy Pelosi. Oh.
Stop what you're doing right now and gather your loved ones around the radio. It's time for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, an asset preservationist who's got his mind on your money and your money on his mind.
Yes, he does.
Now, here he is, straight from the Waffle House where he made a happy plate. It's David Ernest.
There he is right there.
Yeah,
folks.
There you are, Rusty. Yes. There you are right there.
Yes.
You're finally back.
Here I am.
There you be.
Walking.
And you not even got one of those masks on.
You know, I had to go to the hospital the other day. And,
yeah.
You know, they make you wear one even if you're the sick person.
No.
Yeah, and I was kind of out of it, so I kind of dropped mine, you know, and I couldn't find it, so they never did make me put one.
Are you one of those where your nose hangs out?
No, I wear it correctly.
And somebody needs to have a song about, does your nose hang out, you know?
Well, you know, I know a guy that might could come up with something. But the thing is, you know, when I go somewhere and have to have one, I use the shield. Have a hard time breathing.
You know, the CDC don't like the shield.
Well, the CDC can kiss my well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's just I can't breathe with that thing on.
I'm with you. You know, and you know, you in that skit, it was talking about, are you wearing the mask of socialism?
I hope not.
You know, and really, if you are, you can't breathe very well. The economy, it gets very stagnated in there.
Right.
You know, it's suffocating the economy. It won't work. It might just die. You know,
you never know.
You have no air, you know.
Just squeeze the life out of it.
Just squeeze the life. You know, they talk about, you know, masks can cause all kinds of problems if you have problems because they call them oxygen saturations. You know, they got those little things they put on your finger, and they say, well, your sats, that's short for saturation.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know a little medical term there. Your sats are, you know, anywhere from 95 to 100 is decent.
Right.
Well, 100's great.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, most people run probably in the 97, 98, 99, 100, mm-hmm. You know. But when you get below 95, they start looking at each other like, it's not really good, you know. I mean, it gets down below 90 and they start getting concerned. Then they might want to put some oxygen on you or maybe even intubate you, like run a tube down your trachea get in the lungs.
That does not sound attractive at all.
No, it does not. So, you know, what happens here is we got a lot of things going on in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
That are tilting towards socialism, you know, and socialism is just the mask, in my opinion, of communism. You know, in a communistic state, the state owns everything.
Mm-hmm.
Socialism is one step away. They still let some people have ownership on paper, so to speak, but they still really own you. You know, we're bordering socialism now. I'll give you an example. All you folks that make money, have a job, and put money into retirement plans, every year, at the end of the year, the IRS, which is a wing of who? The federal government.
Right.
Says, hey, send us a report of how much of our money you're holding in your IRA, which is not really yours, or your 401k. And that report is either a 5500 form or it is a fair market value form in some cases. Like an IRA, it's called a fair market. It's got a number on it. I can't remember the number, but I think it's maybe a 1048, whatever it is. That form titles on you. it says, hey, IRS, hey, government, that money that you want, if you ever want to get it, because we know that it's, some of it's yours. You know, actually, if it's a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k, a bunch of the money in there is the government's. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is, because it hadn't had any taxes on it.
Ah.
Okay. So they're letting you have it in there, keep it in there, but it's theirs, and they're keeping an eye on it. Now, if you think about this, if some of the money in the IRA is the government's, and they're keeping an eye on it, isn't that near communistic? In other words, in a communistic system, everything is owned by the government. So if there's a partial amount owned by the government that's supposed to be yours, isn't that kind of like a form of communism or some rare, well, not really rare, it's very common now, socialism.
Yeah, it sounds intrusive, but now I got a question.
Okay.
If the government owns everything, what do they tax the people on?
Oh, you're talking about the communist state?
Yeah, yeah. If they own
everything, but when you get income, they tax it too.
Oh, okay. So you can earn income.
You could earn income, or maybe, they pay it to you and then they take some back. But whatever.
If you were one of the high muckety mucks in the party, you could probably own something, couldn't you?
Well, the communist party, they make their rules as they go. We've changed considerably since the first 10 amendments, what we call the Bill of Rights, I guess you could call it. There's been other changes. The socialists, the left wings, they really, really, really want to take Amendment 2 away. And the 5th, they would love to get rid of immediately. You can't plead the 5th, and you won't have the 2nd, so I guess you'll be missing some digits there. But the fact of the matter that we are living, I just told you how it works with your money. We are already living between socialism and communism on some facts. Your retirement account is one of those facts. Now, can we adjust it away from that situation where they don't see every year how much you owe them or what they think they can get from you? Yes, there are investments that are tax deferred, that are tax free, that are not reported unless you pull a trigger. Now, what's those triggers? Well, they've got them in there. They've got, for example, Roth IRA, Roth 401k, if you wait until you're 59 and a half or 5 years, whichever, is greater, it's tax-free, But, you got to wait until you're 59 and a half, and you've got to been putting it in there for at least 5 years or more. Can they renege on that? Probably won't. Because why? Because not so many people do it. They talk a lot about the Roth IRA, and they talk about taking it away, but there's nobody hardly doing it. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Everybody.
I'm writing this stuff down.
Everybody has a button, whether you call it a greed button, a need button, or a right now button. Right now, right now, right now, right now, I want a tax break. Right now, right now, right now, I want a goodie. I got some dogs, and they've learned that word, goody. If I say goody, man, they come running. And they jump all over the place, and they get real excited. The government gets real excited when they see that you get a 1099. Uh-huh. And they come running real quick to get their goody. Because they've got to feed what? The left wing that has been, maybe that's the bad wing. Well, they can't hardly fly wing.
They're taking that money and just giving it away. Influence for votes.
Yeah.
And if they don't have that to do, they might not be able to get elected.
So what can you do to prevent you from being a casualty of what I'm calling a form of socialism, almost communism?
Well, let me go out here and guess this. This is my idea.
Okay.
What you do is you take that money and you put it into some sort of a program that protects it. and you can defer tax, and sometimes you might not even have to pay tax. And if you do, you pay less than you would have had to if you took it all at one time. So, yeah, that's what I think you do. And you'd call, maybe an asset preservationist to help you out with that.
It sounds very good. I mean, like, I don't think I could have said it any better.
I don't think I could say it again.
What's the number you would call?
Well, you would call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. You also might go on the Internet.
Yes.
Go on the website at retirewithernest.com.
Yes.
Look for David Ernest on Facebook, and he's on TV.
Don't look for him on TikTok.
No. You know, they're talking about somebody bought that, I think this is. And
a phone call.
We got a call. Let's see who this is. See if I remember how to use the phone. You're on the air with David Ernest. Who is this? And identify yourself and don't cuss.
This is Coder.
Coder.
Hey, Coder.
What's happening? Man, you won something the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I heard David say, "Welcome back, Rusty." Or something. You been somewhere?
I took a day or two off just to.
Did you really?
Yeah, just to, I didn't think anybody would mention or miss me or anything, so I took off for a day or two.
Well, I didn't even know you was gone.
No, that's just how low key it is around here,
It's a big old lie. I missed you, Rusty.
Well, I appreciate it.
I'm glad you're back, man. I am really, really glad you're healthy. Healthier and back in there.
Well, glad to be back, because it does. I was feeling a little rough today, and I asked Donna if she thought I ought to go ahead and go. She said, "Yes, I think you should," because I've been kind of cooped up and just.
Sometimes just get stirred around and make you feel better, doesn't me anyway.
Oh yeah.
I stay cooped up all the time myself, and if I get out and go to Walmart, and walk around a little bit, it helps.
Yeah. If you're all cooped up, you got to get out and crow a little bit.
There you go. Hey, Rusty, I love the commercials you do, man. The voices, and the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, you like that?
Whose voices are those, Rusty?
Did you hear the new one?
The one you did today?
Were you talking to an alien?
Yeah, I heard that. That was great. He sounds a whole lot like Loch Ness Monster, though.
I know, and Bigfoot. That's,
Hey, anyway, love you guys. I love the show, man. Keep it up.
Thank you,
Cooter. We appreciate you calling, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. You can call us at 272-9228 and talk to us here on the phone. And we can talk about your money. We can talk about the football. Wetumpka football has got the kibosh put on it for at least a week. They had 12 players test positive for that corona thing.
Yeah.
And let's see. I've got to get this in because a lot of people called me on it last night because I didn't catch it the first time. The Elmore County volleyball team also on hold because they've had somebody, I think they just had like one test for it, and the rest of them are self-quarantining.
Yeah,
where you lock yourself away.
I mean, that's when you hold a gun on yourself.
I guess you can't
leave the room.
One more move. No, I can't go there. But, that's what's going on in the news. And poor Joe Biden, did you see him where he got off the plane and was waving at people that weren't there?
But he was seeing people that didn't exist.
I think so.
He's hallucinating.
I think so. And we've got another phone call.
Okay.
You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hi, my name is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, that's right. I called up Rusty. I'm glad to hear your voice and back on the show.
I'm glad you're here.
That's right, man. Listen, it's been awful. David is trying to run the show in the ground. I don't understand what he's doing. He keeps talking about saving money, planning for the future, money by money is supposed to be spent like crap going through a goose.
There you go.
I'm stopping.
Lighting your cigars off of it.
Well, if you can steal the right goose, I guess you're all right.
Listen, man, y'all got a good show, and it's good to hear you. All right.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Out here.
Have a good one.
Well, I got to get in on this, too. It's really nice to have you back, Rusty, because I'm telling you what. I've been chasing a lot of geese here without you.
Wild ones?
Yeah, man. I tell you, it's been good. I mean, we had some help.
Huge, large amounts of thanks to Terry Adams.
Absolutely.
For coming in. Of course, he enjoys
good. He's great. Great. He adds a lot of value to this. Good friend.
He'll be back Thursday night, I guess.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, and by the way, Thursday night, and I'm going to mess this up, I know. 37 years. It'll be my 37th wedding anniversary on Thursday.
This coming Thursday. We've got to have an anniversary show then.
We'll come up
with
something.
That's a good one. We'll come up with something.
I don't know.
Different anniversaries, you know.
Sci-fi anniversary. No.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. This is 75th anniversary of the Three Stooges.
And that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Do you know the Three Stooges have been around for nearly 90 years?
They're still alive?
80 years. Well, no, they're not alive. It's at least 80 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I can remember when I was a kid watching the Three Stooges on television, and then they had this thing out of Chattanooga, Tennessee called Bob Brandy. You'd go and he would let you sit on his horse, Trigger. No, that's Roy Rogers. Oh, whatever the dog, the horse's name was. But he had a wife named, I think it was Ginger. She was Greta. She was German, and let's see, yeah, and but anyway, the Three Stooges was something that all the kids wanted to see, and they wanted to get a little Debbie cake. Okay,
so they gave out Debbie cakes while
a little Debbie cake.
So
my wife told me, she said, "Well, that sounds almost like," and I forget the name of the show. It's some cowboy something, cowboy something.
Howdy Doody. Buffalo Bob Smith.
Did y'all have something here?
Back, I would say, in the 50s and 60s, there was Captain Zumar. Captain Zumar, and that was, I cannot think of Mr. Bamberg's first name, but Matt Bamberg, who is a cameraman over at WSFA, that's his dad.
Oh.
And he was like, Captain Video and all that stuff.
Oh, it'd be good to have a show about that.
And so he had, Captain Zumar was a local.
Uh-huh.
And on up in the 70s, our very own Rich Thomas was on one over on Channel 12 called Young World.
And, I do remember that.
And Marge Payne, I never will forget Miss Marge. She was so sweet. She taught. She had taught school, and she taught school for little kids. You know, she started them off right. And they came in. They did crafts and little things like that. And Rich was there kind of like, he's doing the crafts along with it. And then they would show Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Yeah.
And I loved to watch that just to see what.
And Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo was on in the morning.
Or Mr. Green Jeans, you know, and the rabbit.
Bunny Rabbit.
Yeah, Bunny Rabbit. And lots of memories.
Did you know Mr. Green Jeans? I think his name was Hugh Branham, but his nickname was Lumpy. I don't know.
Lumpy? He didn't look lumpy.
Yeah, well, maybe he had been lumpy at one time. But he played trombone in the big bands back in the 40s.
I did not know that.
And then he went on to become Mr. Green Jeans over there on the Captain Kangaroo.
I can't even remember him playing a trumpet on the Captain Kangaroo show.
Trumpet or trombone. It was one of the two. But,
maybe he did. I just don't remember.
But it was like somebody you've heard of. I can't think of it right now.
But, you know, we're speaking baby boomer talk. Memories. You know, when you do this in front of a millennial, they just look at you like, what?
I know.
You're not right. And we look at them and we know they're not right. Why? Because they want to be a socialist. That's what. No, not all of them. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't understand why you would want the state to control everything and to take everything that you ever worked for. I just don't understand it. What is wrong? Back in the olden days, we called that brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. It's not right.
Dane Bramage, as some of us say.
It's just not right.
You know, there's a saying, you can vote your way into communism, but you have to shoot your way out. Because the ones that are in charge, I think they get a little used to being in that cushy position where they got what they want. But see, that's what I can't understand. These people that are pushing for this.
Yes.
What are they going to get out of it?
Votes.
Don't you think somebody's just going to just keep...
Well, you know, you asked me a question. Votes are power.
Uh-huh.
And power is suitcases of money when nobody's looking.
Right.
That's what I've been hearing.
But,
you know, think about it. I mean, like,
I can add. Can you add $190,000 a year? Don't equate to multi-millions of dollars when you get out.
I know.
Where does that come from? They don't compound that much. I already know that. And plus, they've got all these expenses they have to be paying for. So how do they get into all these things that bring all this money is beyond me. You know?
I wonder what Nancy paid the other day when she went and got her hair did.
And did you see the guy interviewing her and called her Crazy Nancy?
No.
He was the guy who says, yeah, what do you think, Crazy Nancy?
Man, she got really mad. She said she was caught between the washbowl and walking somewhere. You know, well, you know, if you're going to get on to somebody else for not using the mask, you know. And the other thing, she wasn't really supposed to be in there. They weren't really supposed to be taking people like that in there, the way I understand. So she was breaking a lot of rules. She said, well, it's because they told me it was okay. Well, she should have known better. It's just like anything else. What do they call it? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, like, officer, I didn't know the speed limit was 60 and I was going 70. I didn't know. Well, you know, I mean, what can you say?
Well, it's like, you know, that thing we talked about. Don't do as I do as I say.
Yeah.
But you got to set a good example.
Right.
You know.
Well, yeah. And that's what we're trying to do. You know, we're trying to set a good example. One of the things that we do right so good is we don't lose money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not real hard to set that example. You know what we do? We put people's money in guaranteed return of principal contracts called fixed accounts. The word fixed, F-I-X-E-D, or F-I-X, fix, means it's fixed. It cannot go away. Most investments are not fixed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fixed because they can vary. They're called variable. You know, that word is used in there, like variable annuity, variable stock market values, variable, meaning can go up and down or all around. But when it's fixed, it's fixed. You know, if somebody says, hey, can you fix it? Well, it's already fixed.
Yeah,
you can't ever go away.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it because you could break it worse.
Yeah, that's right. But if you can make really good returns and it's fixed and you're older and it's fixed, but, you know, I was reading an article yesterday, and this person who was so negative about annuities has come out. I have to go back and look at the name. They've come out and said they were wrong all along.
Wow.
And you know why? Interest rates have gotten so low, and bonds have gotten so terrible, and stocks have become so overvalued that now, if you want a guaranteed retirement account, you're either going to use a pension or some type of annuity that uses fixed accounts, or else it could go away, you know, because it's variable. So it's pretty nice to know that some folks are coming out and saying, hey, we were wrong. Well, you know, history shows you when you're wrong and when you've got, what is it called, mud on your face.
And you're a big disgrace.
And then you need to say, well, okay, I was wrong, you know. And I love it when they say, hey, we were wrong. And, you know, when you lose 30, 40, 50% of your money and you look them in the face and you say, was I right to do that? And they're going to say, yeah, it'll come back. Yeah. Well, don't that make you feel better?
Santa Claus going to bring it or something? You know, it's about that time where we take a short break and kind of get ourselves together here. So what we'll do is we'll take that break.
We'll talk more about socialism.
And I want to rant a little bit when we come back.
Rant?
Yeah, I want to rant just a little bit.
No raving, though.
No, maybe a little raving.
Okay.
So don't you go away. We'll be back with more health and wealth here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Don't touch that dial.
Well, that's strange.
It stopped. I didn't do anything.
You said
it's not me. It's not me. Okay, it starts over. I jump on down in there.
And now, don't touch.
That's odd. That's really strange.
You're touching the dial.
I guess I did. Let's. Maybe we're not going to take a short break.
Yeah, maybe there's some kind of
problem.
There's a troll living in here. Let's try it one more time. Okay,
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, we don't really have to take a break.
Then there'll be no harm.
But,
we're used to talking, Rusty. Yeah, we can.
Okay, we'll just see what happens. And if it stops again, we'll just... That's weird. I worked on that. You know, maybe I put something in there to mess it up. Basically, we just, you know, go to the bathroom during this break. Or we change socks, you know. Sound like it might be going through this time. Yeah.
I have no clue. I have no idea what's wrong with it.
Well,
let me turn you back on there. That's just.
It could be that someone's trying to mess us up. I don't know.
It could be somebody wanting us to be taken over by the socialists.
Well, they definitely want to take over. You know, they definitely, definitely want to take over your money.
Uh-huh.
They definitely want to take over a way to get to the goody. Redistribution of wealth, you know, I've heard it over and over and over again, you know, and I know we're beating the drum over and over again, but, you know, it's so important to realize or to know, and most of our audience, they already know, and they've known it for a long time, that it's not good when you take money away from people who have worked so hard for it, you know. They don't appreciate it.
They don't.
You know, and the government, they said, well, don't worry about it. We'll just print some. We'll just print some, and we won't take it away. You know, when they print it, they are taking it away. You know, they're taking it away. Why? Because when they print it, they make your money worth less. When they print it, they make your money worth less. Some folks say, no, 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 not immediate. No, no, I get it. Sometimes you get this deflationary thing and all this stuff. But someday... down the road, not too far away.
Yeah.
The piper has to get paid for doing his piping. You know, it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if we have a wide swing here back to, you know, the socialistic state of things, say Trump loses or whatever, mm-hmm. What do you think the stock market's probably going to do?
Oh, it's going to explode. When I mean explode, it's just going to self-destruct.
Disintegrate.
Yeah.
That's everybody that comes and talks to me says that they feel that. And every article you read points toward that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's written by a liberal, you know. And we've been lied to so much when they say Biden's winning.
Uh-huh.
But when you look at these maps and they're all red and there's just not hardly any blue, you're going to go... who's the fool?
Well, did you see this today? Chuck Schumer's out making a speech somewhere, and people start yelling at him. And they're like back in the back, stop lying to the people. Stop lying. And he just stops. He's looking over his glasses. You know how he does.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's, thank you. Well, I hit him with a brick. I just
he's an idiot.
I think that they're all just, it's just some kind of disease. They've gone crazy.
You know, and just the fact that they want to tell us how to do things and how we need to believe history came about. You know, my forefathers, my granddaddy, his granddaddy, they all passed down the truth. You know, you listen to CNN, they want to tell you that your granddaddy lied to you about what happened during the war between the states. They want to tell you that it was about you know, slavery and all that kind of stuff. We know it was about money. We know it was about tariffs. We know better. We know that they didn't give one iota about slavery. They wanted the money that the South was producing. We know this. Why do we put up with allowing them to try to lie about it? You know, I don't get it. And why do we put up with the government trying to steal all of our money? We got to vote for Trump. We've got to keep him in office. He will deregulate, and they hate him for it. They hate him for making your money your money. They hate him for making it where they can't take it away from you so easy. They hate him for all this deregulation he's done. It's unbelievable the deregulation this man has done.
And you heard about Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg's dying wish.
Oh, yeah.
That they would not replace her until we have a new president. Now, my question is, can we wait till 2005?
No. 2005?
Yeah, we're not going to have a new president. We're going to have the same president.
Oh.
Come January.
Oh, yeah. It needs to move on anyway because, as I've heard, is that there is an obligation, an ethical obligation, mm-hmm. to replace the Supreme Court member as soon as possible. And there's no mm-hmm. question that the Senate is in control by the Republicans. Mm-hmm. You've got some turncoats. One of them's in Alaska, I heard, and I don't remember where the other one was. Romney. Romney's one of them that probably won't vote.
Well, I think I saw something earlier said that he decided he would. Well, but then again, you never know.
Well, he would be smart if he decided he would.
He's wishy-washy. But
you know, they may put him out.
Have you seen the two ladies that they're considering?
No.
Nice-looking ladies. Young, too. That's the thing.
Maybe they'll last a while.
That's it. When I say young, I think the youngest one's in her 40s. The other one may be 50 or a little older.
Well, if you go back far enough, every one of them were young before they mm-hmm. got old.
But uh-huh. Yeah, and that's something else. You know, I'm thinking when you get 80 years old, and I'm not throwing off on anybody, but, you know, maybe you're able to go home and go fishing and just let somebody else step up because, you know, sometimes it's like Joe Biden.
Yep.
He's impaired.
Well, I mean, look, you know, if you've got enough help, there's nothing wrong with you still working in office, but you don't need to be in control.
Right.
You know, when you're almost 80, 90 years. Each person's different. But the point is that people won't change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with change if it's good change, you know. But to want to defund the police, they want to kill police, they want to tax you to death, they want to take your stuff away and give it to somebody else, it's not good change. That is socialistic, almost communistic, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
Well,
with our products and everything else, we try to avoid that.
I don't know if you heard this or not, but
what's that?
Alyssa Milano. Yeah, she's been very vocal lately about. I don't even remember what TV show she was on. Do you?
No,
I don't remember. Anyhow, she was a child actor, and then she grew up, and I don't guess she acts anymore, but she still talks.
Might
about
act
stuff.
Up a little bit.
Yeah, she was in that. Charmed, I think.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes. Yes.
Anyhow, she's been a big advocate for, you know, this defund the police.
I know.
Well,
I know.
Guess who saw somebody with a gun lurking about her property? It was either today or yesterday and called the police.
Her?
Alyssa Milano. Turns out it was a kid with a BB gun. But, I mean, they unload everything they got out there and get over there. Some kid with a BB gun. She called the police.
Yes. Well, you know, it all boils down to the locale you live in and what you were taught by your parents or your daddy, mostly about guns and, you know, being careful with them. You know, like if you're dealing with a stock market, it's like a gun. You better be careful with it. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with us, it's like a gun with a safety on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we have a class that you go through to learn how to handle the gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what we do is we put a safety net on your investments, and you know you won't accidentally get shot in the head. Your retirement won't. So
or the foot.
Uh-huh. That don't feel good.
Uh-uh.
You know. There's all kinds of dangerous things that we do down through time, especially when we're young. We don't think about it. Mm-hmm. When you're young, you invest in the stock market, and I wouldn't call it reckless, but you're very aggressive. When you got a lot of testosterone, you invest very aggressively. When these people come in and talk to me, and I'm looking at the man, and I say, how do you invest? He says, man, I like taking some risk, still. And a woman looks at him, she says, I don't like it, and I don't want him to do it. And I'm going, how did I get in the middle of this? But anyway, you know, it boils down to the way we're made, okay? But as we get older, and then we get hit in the head two or three times, fall off the bicycle or the motorcycle, and we get, you know, some burns or what do you call it?
Road rash.
Road rash. It's going, that didn't feel good. You know, I don't think I want to do that again. The bones don't feel the same anymore when they hit the ground.
They don't heal up quick as they
don't heal up as good, and then you sit up there and you go, man, that was stupid. I'm too old for that. Same way with the stock market. When you get older, and your testosterone level has gone down now. Don't lie about it. It's already dropped some. You need to start acting your age.
There you go.
And you need to start being more careful and listening to your lovely wife, who's telling you all along to be careful because you're dealing with her money. Because you know why?
Why?
It's going to be hers. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you never know. It could
well,
be.
They outlive us, you know, by about 7 years, so usually so.
I'm not going to tell that joke. But
you know, it's not a dirty joke.
No. It's just okay. It's one of those old comedians said, you know, that women don't usually have heart attacks, which is not true. Yeah, women have heart attacks just like men.
Yeah, they do.
But he said that women don't have heart attacks. Men do, because women are the carriers. But...
Well,
they worry them to death.
I don't hold me this.
You know, my mother had a heart attack.
I didn't know that.
Yes, several years ago, in front of the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville.
Now that's
it. Wasn't it? Was touch and go.
Was there a star up there? Somebody she knew?
I don't know. She's seen Buck Owens or something. But yeah, she. But
tiger by the tail.
But they fixed her up because artery would collapse a little bit and then open back up, and they had a hard time finding it, but they put her a stent in and she's been good.
Well, good. You know, a lot of women have heart attacks, but not as many, I don't think, as men.
Right.
But when they do have heart problems, they can be very serious, is what I've been told.
And we were talking about guns a little while ago, and you know, this part of the country, and everybody listening knows, we just grew up with guns.
Yeah.
And nobody just gives you a gun and tells you to go out and shoot.
No.
They take you out and they teach you some safety and you know what, you set up the cans down by the fence and
spend all that time with you.
But I never told you, or have I told you, about my nephew shot me.
With what?
It was a 357.
You got shot with a 357.
Technically, I'm not sure really, but this is what happened. We were all out at his mom's place one day, and everybody got a gun.
Yeah,
and he went in and pulled out his dad's guns. His dad had passed away several years before, and the gun has just been laying up there.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on the tailgate of the pickup truck, talking to somebody, and he is like, I'm facing straight ahead, and he's over to my left a little bit, in front of me.
Yeah,
and probably 20 feet across here.
Yeah.
And so he's shooting that 357 Magnum. He shoots a couple times, and I feel something hit my leg, and it burns. I'm like,
no.
Well, that gun had set up, and evidently it had some problems in it. The cylinder or the chamber got off of the barrel just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And when he fired it, it shaved off some of that bullet about the size of a pellet. Like a pellet gun, and it comes over and hits me in the leg, and it's sticking out of my leg.
No.
And I can't get it out of my leg. It hurt, too. I can't get it out of my leg, and my sister-in-law was a nurse. She went in and got some tweezers and a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And she comes back and pulls this thing out of my leg and then puts a Band-Aid on it. And I've got it at home put up, but he even mentioned it on something. I shot my uncle one time, you know, just joking.
Well, now, Rusty. You've been pretty lucky.
I have.
I mean, you've been electrocuted.
Been shot.
You've been shot. And you've had stents.
Yeah.
And you've had a wreck.
I'm going to rename myself Jason, like in that movie where they keep trying to kill him, but he keeps getting back up.
I believe it. But, you know, that's the thing about your retirement money.
Yeah, because there's a lot of potholes in that road on the way to retirement.
Right.
It could be getting electrocuted.
You've got to have safety features.
Yes.
I think when you talked about you had that wreck, you had your seatbelt on, right?
I did, and I truly believe if I had not had it on, I would have been hurt a lot worse. I might even have been killed. But I tell you what, I think it loosened every tooth in my head.
Yeah.
But, You you know, you don't set out in the morning to have an accident. If that accident is a vehicle accident, or you stumble and spill your coffee, or you knock something off the table and break it, accident is an accident. But there's no accident when you are a good steward with your own money.
And that's right.
What you need to do to get somebody to help you with that, because, you know, I when I had that 71 Ford Maverick,
yes,
six cylinder, I could work on that thing all day.
Yes.
You get up in the, under the hood with it and lay on top of it and work.
Right, right.
But now I can't, because I don't know all the ins and outs of these new engines and stuff.
Right, right.
So same thing with money. I mean, I wouldn't begin to know what to do. And I'm sure a lot of people are like that as well. Oh, you could learn, but by then you may have lost all your money. What you need is somebody who's dependable, somebody who's smart about these things, been doing it for 40 years.
Almost.
And he's got a head full of white hair, kind of looks like a dashing Larry Tate.
Actually, I have been doing it for 40 years now, right about this month.
I told you. There you go.
Yeah.
So that's that would be David Ernest.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is call him at 279-7431. And free appointment, doesn't cost you a thing. You go by, and he'll talk to you and decide what's best for you. And what'd you say, you know, anywhere from 5,000 to 500,000?
Well, I can go all the way down on some folks to 2,000.
Wow.
Yeah, 2,000 or 3,000,
uh-huh,
somewhere in there.
And it won't do anything but help you if you go see.
You know, there's a lot of folks want to fool with you with 2,000 or 3,000. The bank don't even like to fool with you hardly. You know, but with 10,000,
uh-huh,
we can do some major stuff.
You ever watch the Hillbillies? Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
I love the Hillbillies, and I can't think of the guy, but it was it's the one that Shorty Kellum, and Elverna Bradshaw wanted him to marry her. You know, but he come to town. And he had his big money. He had big money.
He had big money.
And do you remember it?
He didn't have a whole lot of money.
Well, he had his big money, had it in a mason jar. Mr. Drysdale finally got him to say he'd put it in the bank, and he brought it over there, and it was Confederate money. And it was big. It was a lot bigger than everything else.
My mom talks about her mom talking about her grandmother talking about the day the South fell.
Uh-huh.
They had a lot of Confederate cash, that family, so, you know, I don't know how much, I have no idea, but they were broke immediately, you know.
And the thing is, when the war was over, sometimes, you know, then it might take a day or two, or maybe a week or two before people got the word.
Yep.
Because there wasn't any telephones or anything. I think they had telegraph or something, you know, but it was a crazy time.
Oh, yeah. A dollar back then was worth a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A whole lot.
Well, they say something.
Well, they built that building for $1 million in 1926.
Yep.
Today, that would be $155 million. I'm like,
at least.
Wow. You know?
Yeah.
So,
you know, if you're running in an inflation of, let's do a little math here.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. If inflation has averaged, say, let's just say 3 or 4% a year. If it was 4, I'm not saying that's what it did. I had to go back and look. But so if you divide it by 4, that means every 18 years money doubles. So if you had how many years ago was 1920? See, 2020 minus
100?
1920 is 100.
And I had to think
Man,
about that.
Man, that was real good.
So
I should have known that one.
That's so sad.
Too even. Okay, 100 divided by 18.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you right at 6 doubles. So if you had 100 and then it doubles once is 200, then twice is 400, then 3 times is 800, then 4 times is 1600, then 5 times is 3200, then 6 times is $6,400. There's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably worse than that. So you know, now stocks, they've grown a whole lot since then. But a lot of stocks went out of business. So, this, you know, but as far as, you know, there's an old saying, don't put your socks, your money in socks. In other words, a sock drawer.
Uh-huh.
Put them in stocks. So what we do is we're doing that, guys. We don't say not to invest in the economy. We don't say not to invest in the businesses of the United States or of the world. We say to do it in safe mode way. Essentially, all we do, all the insurance company does, is invest the interest they could pay you. If the interest was 2%, they take that 2% to the market and try to turn it into 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe 20%, you know, in a good year. And then when it comes back in, there's no way it can go away. When you got it in stocks, you might make 20% one year and then lose 50% the next. See, but it's a big seesaw. So right. if you went over 100 years, stocks, no doubt, are the answer.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have a 100-year retirement plan? In other words, when you turn 65, you've got 100 years. Mm-hmm. If you got 10 or 20 years of waiting for the market to come back if it collapses. That's what we're all about.
If you have that.
Yeah, because if you look at it, say like in 1929, the market went down. And when you consider inflation and market values and everything, it took to 1954 to recover.
Right.
That's a long time.
And that's how many wars? There's two wars.
Yeah.
Between that, between the crash and 1954 is
right.
World War II and the Korean War.
But when it recovered, mm-hmm. boy, it recovered. And there's been lots of huge gains. When Ronald Reagan got in, it was the decade of the 80s was unbelievable. I can remember when most people, if they didn't even try, made 12% returns in their mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
Some people made more, you know, and then interest rates were running real, real high, you know, so, you know, people were, their expectations was more and more and more. Now the expectations are completely different. People are going, what happened? I lost half my money. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, you know, in the last turndown. Then it tried to come back. Now we see it wiggling around. Looks like it might want to go away again. You know, that's the problem. If you got plenty of years of time, it's going to be okay. But if you don't, you need to lock it in. We call it lock her in, you know, and still get some stock market returns safely. And, you know, but there's a lot of problems. You know, the one of the biggest problems with investing money is the socialistic state wanting to take their cut of your money or wanting to monitor your money. That's another thing. If you want to be an asset preservationist, you preserve it so that they don't take it. You know? You know, when you put a preservative in something, it lasts longer, right? You've heard of...
Yes,
you know,
I'm sorry.
This has been preserved.
I'm looking at the president there. I'm sorry, he distracted
me.
We
want to preserve your retirement plan so it will last as long as you last.
Right.
Or longer.
Maybe have something to pass on.
Or maybe you have a lot to pass on.
Yeah.
That's the deal. If you start drawing money out of a plan and the socialists get in control and they start taxing the heck out of it, you're trying to draw out of it, then the market drops and all those different things happen together, you're not going to be in real good shape.
No.
You know, you can say, well, I can wait 10 years and it'll come back. Well, what are you going to eat on? You going to gnaw on cat food or something?
Get you a part-time job delivering food and you can snack on that while you're driving.
Yeah. So this is why we exist as asset preservationists. We are not all about the stock market. We're all about preserving your assets. If you get sick, nursing home, the good old state of Alabama, Medicaid system, or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
they're going to make you spend down to you've got $1,999.99.
Man.
That's it. They won't help you until you get down to one penny below $2,000, and then they'll say, okay, we'll consider helping you.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up here in just a second, but before we go,
yep.
I forgot to rant because it messed me up here just a minute ago. I just wanted to say that... I had a lot of people call and inquire about me and everything, and I do appreciate it. But I had to actually be in the hospital from about 2 o'clock Sunday morning till about 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And I never did get put in a room. I was in the, emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they they let Donna come into the emergency room, but mm-hmm. they said if I went up to her room, she wouldn't let they wouldn't let her go up there.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a friend right now over at a local hospital. He's in a room, and he is in bad shape.
Oh, no.
And they won't let his wife go up there. And I've got a friend down in Dothan. His dad is, I think he's in his 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
And he's got the COVID. And they won't let anybody go up there. That is wrong. That is wrong. That is wrong. Because people need to have their people with them when they're sick like that. I don't open the door and let everybody and their brother go in there. But let one person be the designated one to go in there and take care.
I agree.
Because that's just keeping people out is wrong.
Yeah, I agree. It's not, you know, the human touch, the mm-hmm. ability to say bye, the mm-hmm. ability to say I love you. You know, we all have these things when we're at home and we're with folks, but mm-hmm. when we're in the hospital and we can't say these things, you know, that's the reason why a lot of people want to go home if they're sick. If they're that bad sick and they think they're not going to make it, they go mm-hmm. home, they get on the hospice. I get it. I understand. Well,
you know, the folks in the nursing homes, I mean, they got to look out the window to see the people. That's just not right.
No. But, you know, there's a big scare. There's a lot of unpredictability about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that it's not as bad as they think it will be. If it's as bad as we're hearing, we could have another major stock market crash. Mm-hmm. We could have a real estate crash. We've been hearing that. Why? Because all of these, you know, programs that they've been doing to... There's a lot of people never had paid on their mortgages. There's like 30% of the people have not paid on their mortgages in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the banks will feel it. The government will feel it. We will feel it, just like we did 10 years ago. It's not going to be a pretty picture. That's the reason why I'm saying get ready with your money. Get out of the market if you're anywhere near retirement and park it somewhere where it can't go away. That's my advice, and I'm sticking to it.
And for a list of those places and advice on how to get your money there, call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431, and get started on the road to a good retirement today. And we've got another one in the can here. We've done another one.
Right, we did another one.
Thought it sounded pretty good. It didn't
sound bad.
I didn't get too far out of practice.
No, you still know how to do it.
I'm still pushing. So we just have one button. But you got to know when to push it.
Well, it's how you push it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've asked people, what do you do for a living? They say, I'm a glorified button pusher.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, well, if they pay you good, that's all right.
Pays the bills. And I would like to say thanks to everybody once again. Thanks to you. You kept tabs on me and everything. And
you're more than welcome.
You were talking to Donna and everything the other day, and she was asking the doctor.
Well, you're my friend, man. Well, I appreciate you. You're my friend. We love you.
You're my friend, too.
We love you, Rusty.
I love you and your
friends,
too.
And I'm going to just say, if anybody loves Rusty, call Rusty and tell him you love him.
Well, yeah.
Well, we don't have much time, but maybe tomorrow.
Call me tomorrow.
And say, I love you, Rusty.
But any of you guys now, but anyhow, you know, I woke up not dead again today. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson. This has been the Health and Wealth Show. I'll get it right in a minute on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Slam the one there, Willie. Yeah, get Waylon in there.
I woke up still not dead again today. The internet said I had passed away. Well, if I died, I wasn't dead to stay. And I woke up still not dead again today. Woke up still not dead again today. The gardener did not find me that way. You can't believe a word that people say. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road making music as I go. They say my pace would kill a normal man. I've never been accused of being normal anyway. And I woke up still not